Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at the power of the mouth. Dear Heavenly Father, please help us to control our tongue. Most, if not all of us, have been caught saying inappropriate or foul language. Please forgive us, cleanse us from that sin, and through the power of your Spirit, give us the strength to avoid that temptation. Help us to be slow to speak, to think before we speak. God, we know that you can and do direct our mouths as we allow you to. Give us the words to say that our conversation will be clearly and consistently identifying us with your Son, Jesus. Help us to fill our minds with your word, the scripture, to hide scripture in our hearts so that we might not sin against you. Lord, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Thank you.
Oh, speak to me from heaven above. Fill thou my soul that I may know thy love, thy wondrous love. Hush my heart to hear thy faintest whisper. Speak, dear Lord, speak, dear Lord. Oh, may my will be lost in thine, my yielded heart to thee I now resign. Speak, Lord, I pray. Let the flood tide of thy glory, like a mighty sea, sweep o'er me, while I worship and adore thy name, thy matchless name. Precious holy name, through eternal years, the same. Speak to me from Calvary, where thou, O Christ, didst shed thy blood for me in agony. Speak of thy undying mercy. There outpoured, precious Lord, oh, melt my heart with Calvary love. Burn out the dross with fire from above. Speak, Lord, I pray. Speak from Calvary, I implore thee. Keep that vision ere before me, while I worship and adore thy name, thy matchless name, precious holy
joys. Lift your hands.
friends and rejoice. Don't need to see what I believe, I know His voice. I've seen the wind move across the field. I felt His love break down walls I'm in. I've tasted tears of sorrow and shame. I felt Him reach inside, take away my pain. My step fell too far behind. I'd been so blind, I thought I'd seen it all. I knew there'd be a catch, I didn't know it'd be my fault.
This is Call to Worship.
Yeah.
Thank you again for joining us for this call to worship as we think about the mouth to watch what we say. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation to this ministry? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address, calltoworship.us. Thank you for your support. There are several ways you can learn more about this ministry. Our website contains an opportunity for you to subscribe to a weekly email that includes a link to that week's program. That allows you to listen to the program whenever it's convenient to you and allows you to hear this ministry even if it's not on a radio station in your area. And if Called to Worship is not currently on your local station, please contact their program director and give them our website address, calltoworship.us. This is your call to worship. As we think about the power of our mouth.
I'd soar and touch the heavenly strings and vie with Gabriel while he sings in notes almost divine, in notes almost divine. I'd sing the precious blood he spilled, my ransom from the dreadful guilt of sin and wrath divine. I'd sing his glorious righteousness, in which all perfect heavenly rest, my soul shall end. My soul shall ever shine. Soon the delightful day will come, when my dear Lord will bring me home and I shall see his face. Then with my Savior, brother, friend, blessed eternity I'll spend, triumphant in his grace, triumphant in his grace.
To believe it.
God said it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. You know, our words are powerful. For example, have you ever been caught saying inappropriate or foul language, and then someone told you that you should watch your mouth? Well, that is actually a biblical concept. We should be slow to speak. Think before we speak. Engage our brain before we engage our mouth. Let him who has ears to hear pay attention now to what God says about the mouth. Let's look at Proverbs, starting in chapter 10. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. Later in that same chapter, the mouth of the godly person gives wise advice, but the tongue that deceives will be cut off. The lips of the godly speak helpful words, but the mouth of the wicked speaks perverse words. Then chapter 13, those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. Then in Proverbs chapter 15, the heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking, the mouth of the wicked overflows with evil words. Chapter 16, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. James also talks about the mouth. My beloved brethren, chapter 1, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. James chapter 3, if anyone does not stumble in word, he's a perfect man, mature man, able also to bridle the whole body. Matthew chapter 12, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 15, it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. Psalm 141, verse 3. Lord, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Well, God can and does direct our mouth and at times gives us the words to say. An example found in Exodus chapter 4. But Moses pleaded with the Lord, O Lord, I'm not very good with words. Never have been, and I'm not now. Even though you've spoken to me, I get tongue-tied and my words get tangled. Then the Lord asked Moses, who makes a person's mouth? Who decides whether people speak or do not speak, hear or do not hear, see or do not see? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will be with you as you speak, and I will instruct you in what to say. But Moses again pleaded, Lord, please, send anyone else. Then the Lord became angry with Moses. All right, he said, what about your brother, Aaron the Levite? I know he speaks well, and look, he's on his way to meet you now. He will be delighted to see you. Talk to him and put the words in his mouth. I will be with you both as you speak, and I will instruct you both in what to do. From 1 Peter chapter 2, Christ suffering for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. Then in Revelation 14, the description, in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And not only do we need to watch our mouth for what we say, it's vital that we pay attention to the words of God, to what God says with his mouth. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, where it talks about how God worked with the children of Israel, it says, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Proverbs 2, for the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. And the Word of God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you're made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. Those words in Romans chapter 10. Let us pray, folks, as the psalmist David in Psalm 19, verse 14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. Slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are his treasure, and he finds his pleasure in you. He who began a good work in you every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word
is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy, I see. Looked away the many times I could not pray. Still, my God, He was faithful to me. All the days I spent so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me.
God has been so very faithful in completing every word that He has spoken. And we should be faithful to Him to watch what we say. Our call to worship topic this hour has been the mouth, what we say, and what God says to us. Thanks for listening. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, please consider a gift to this ministry. Called to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It is your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on our website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Oh, and don't forget to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. Look forward to spending this time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Let the words of my mouth be pleasing to you, pleasing to you. The meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. Pleasing to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Of my heart be pleasing to you, pleasing to you. Let the words of my mouth be pleasing to you.